Welcome to today's podcast discussion on certifications. This is a series of podcasts where we will interview folks from multiple certifying bodies and some of our very own ILTA members who carry those certifications. I am Janice Jago with Kiesel Young & Logan, and I will be the moderator for today's discussion. I also hold a certification with the Association of Certified eDiscovery Specialists, known as the SEDS credential. Today, we will be discussing the value of the SEDS credential offered by ASEDS, and we are pleased to have with us Sherry Hicks, Information Security Analyst with a focus in eDiscovery with SunTrust Bank. Sherry, many thanks for discussing the value of the ASEDS credential today. Can you share with us why you chose the ASEDS certification?
Thank you very much, and sure. When I was looking for certifications, because the e-discovery field is fairly new, there aren't a lot of widely accepted certifications. I got my SEDS certification almost exactly 2 years ago in October of 2013. Since there isn't a widely accepted, everybody gets a particular certification, at that point in time, I chose the SEDS because it's not tied to any particular piece of software, and the organization that certifies you is not one that sells other e-discovery services. So they were independent, and all that they do is a certification. If you focus on one particular software, then you're certified in that software, and so you're doing your e-discovery the way that particular software requires you to. And I think that there's a lot of value in those certifications because they show that whatever you're using, that you have a skill set and a knowledge base and that you're able to use that software well. When you pick a certification that comes from a particular vendor, then again, I believe that there's a tendency to believe that you know how to do e-discovery the way that particular vendor prescribes that you do it. So the Association of Certified eDiscovery Specialists, being independent, seemed to me that it would have more value to an employer because it shows me as a more rounded eDiscovery specialist.
I agree. The SEDS certification has multiple areas that they test on that confirms that you have the skills to perform the broad spectrum of tasks from identification to preservation to collection and production. And there are, in my mind, no other organizations out there that are doing quite such a great job of covering the spectrum of skills in their certification process and their credential.
There's no bias toward a software. There's no bias toward a particular vendor. It is a vendor-neutral, software-neutral certification that says that you have acquired a certain level of skill in the entire e-discovery sector.
Agreed. And how has the SEDS credential benefited you or your firm professionally?
Well, I work for a corporation as opposed to a firm. I think that any time that you have a certification, it shows that you have a certain level of skill. And when you have a certification, when you go to testify or when someone asks you a question, then it shows that you're capable of doing your job, that you acquired that skill set, that you're competent. It shows a certain level of competency. And so anytime that I have to testify or anytime that I have to put in an affidavit or anything to attest to the quality of my work, it adds that credibility to me. And so when I go to look for a job, I have it on my resume. And any time that you prepare for any kind of a test, any time that you go to get any type of certification, you have to study for that. And you always acquire a little more knowledge. You always learn something. I don't care how long you've been doing it or how much you already know. You acquire a certain amount of knowledge in the process of studying for that test. So I benefited not only from the things that I learned. I didn't have a lot of knowledge about the Hague Conference and a lot of the international law, and I had to study more of the international law. Even though I had done international e-discovery in the past, I still had to study about the international law in order to be able to pass the test. And so I've acquired additional knowledge. I've acquired the credentials that make me look good to other employers, to my current employer and to other employers. It also shows my employer that I want to continue to improve myself. Anytime that I take my own time, and my employer would be okay if I wanted to sit there at work and study for it, but you have so much other work to do. So you have to have that commitment when you go to get a certification to study outside of work hours. And when I show to my employer that I want to improve myself enough to continue to study and to continue to gain certifications instead of just resting on the laurels that I already have. That shows my current employer that I'm still interested in my job, that I still have drive, that I still want to improve myself, and I want to continue to be a better employee.
That's great and absolutely true. And, you know, for me, I think it was all those things. And I know I work for a law firm, Kiesel, Young & Logan, and our clients are now entertaining, you know, using us as e-discovery counsel. And so they ask us to submit responses to requests for proposals for work. And when our professionals have the SEDS credential, we can use that to position the firm to get work in e-discovery. So it helps us personally because it's a portable certification that we can always take to another company and have credibility, but it also helps the organization that you're working for because it provides credibility for them as well. Sherry, how did you prepare for the exam, and what are the steps in getting yourself certified?
I compare the SEDS certification to becoming a CPA. So you don't go and pick up a book or sign up for an online class if you want to become a CPA. You have to learn accounting extensively before you even start to prepare for the CPA exam. So in my mind, I started preparing for the SEDS exam somewhere around 1999 when I sat in on a conference with PricewaterhouseCoopers. It isn't a certification. It isn't a beginner-level certification. It isn't a boot camp for forensics. It isn't a summation or a Clearwell class where you go and they teach you in 5 days everything that you need to know about becoming an e-discovery specialist or an e-discovery analyst, whatever your position is. A litigation support professional with an e-discovery focus. It's a test that you take in order to show that you've acquired that knowledge. They offered an online class, and I did the online class, and there were some things that I've learned from it. As I mentioned before, I didn't have a lot of knowledge about international law, and so that was all new to me. I took the class, and then they offered as a package deal the test, that class, and I think it was a two-hour review. And I did all of those things. But I've been doing e-discovery since 2001. That's, I think, when I actually did my first case long before then, but I really started to focus on it more in the early 2000s. So I came at the test with a lot of already acquired knowledge. I think that if you're going to try to become an e-discovery person from a beginner level, then there are a lot of vendors out there that do offer classes, training, that is more extensive to begin with. And if you don't have that background knowledge, then you would want to start with something that was more basic. As far as the SEDS, I did those two things, and then I went and passed the test and passed it on the first try.
Well, that's wonderful. I agree that you really need some sort of hands-on experience to pass the exam. ASEDS does provide a good amount of guidance on their website about an appropriate individual for taking the exam and the sort of background that you need. There are some requirements to earn certain credits toward the actual granting of the credentials. So there's more to it than just passing the exam. Obviously, you've got to have a certain number of credits for hands-on experience, and then they also provide credits for education. Depending on your level of education, you can get more credits that way. And then there are hours of learning that can generate up to a maximum number of credits. So you do have to kind of have a pretty substantial background in order to have the SEDS credential conferred upon you, of which the exam is one component of it. So it's not enough to just study for and pass the exam. You also have to have a certain number of credits that the total of which meets their standard for the, you know, minimally qualified candidate to get the credential. And I think it's a valid process, and it ensures that anyone who is conferred with the credential is in fact someone that you can rely on to be knowledgeable about the entire EDRM process. Sherry, what did you find was the most challenging aspect of the exam or the approval part of the certification?
What I found most challenging were the questions where I didn't entirely agree with any of the answers. And I've spoken with some other people who went through the testing process, and there were some times on the test when I looked at the options on the multiple choice and wouldn't have gone with any of those options. And that was, for me, the most challenging part of it. Most of the time when you walk out, you have a really good feeling on the majority of the questions. Either I knew this or I didn't know it. There were several questions on the test that, to me, were not best practices. That there wasn't an option there that was a best practice. And so I struggled with some of the questions on the test. That was the only part of it that was difficult for me.
Well, I know that the organization does work with, you know, an outside testing vendor to validate the exam questions, and there's multiple levels of checking the questions, and people get to be part of expressing an opinion about the number of applicants who could be expected to respond to the question accurately. So I know ACEDS puts a lot of time, effort, and money into making the exam one that most people would find valuable. And I also happen to know that they are currently working on the next version of their exam. So that's very interesting. And I think I would just say to anyone listening in that even the questions that you may not agree with, because, you know, e-discovery is such a nebulous, amorphous, you know, area at times, to be prepared for just about anything, and just know that they do try to set the passing score at a level that a minimally qualified candidate with a sufficient number of background skills needed to pass, you're going to be able to pass it in spite of, you know, these one-off questions. And I do know what you're talking about on that.
I think that shortly after I took it, I started seeing information about they were redoing the test.
Mm-hmm.
And so they may have, I actually believe they probably have, since I took it, already, you know, kind of honed in some of those questions. But it is not an easy test. It took me most of the allotted time to do it, and I wasn't expecting that. You know, the allotted time is hours. And I really went, oh, I'll be back out of here in an hour. I can breeze through this. It's all multiple choice. And I wasn't. I sat there for most of the allotted time, went back over questions that I wasn't sure about. It's not the easiest test that I've ever taken by a long shot, but I think that that's a good thing. If it's an easy test and anybody can go in there and just sit down and take it in an hour and be done, then, you know, how hard is it? Then everybody's going to be getting it, and if everybody can get it, then what point is there to having people get a certification if it's that easy?
I agree. It's a four-hour exam, and I think there were 140 questions, and I went the full 4 hours solid. And the other two people at my firm that have taken it told me the same thing, that they ran it right up to the very end and that it took every minute. And you're right. It is not an examination that anyone should go into expecting to be easy. You need to not just study their study guide, but, you know, you need the experience, and you need to look at the outside resources. As you mentioned, there was the Hague Convention and some other references made to organizations that are involved with collecting data across borders, such as in the UK. So you need to have at least some cursory knowledge of those things. And if you're working at an organization that doesn't have firms or offices or clients across borders, you're going to have to get a little education in that too. So I totally agree that it's definitely a valid certification. Is there anything else that you want to share with us about the said certification today?
No, I think we've covered most of it. Just basically, I think it's a great certification to add to your resume. I think it's a great certification for law firms and corporations to support. I believe that just as a summary, that you need to go into it having spent some time with a certain level of work experience that you bring to the table when you go to take the certification. I believe that they require that you have a year or 2 years of work experience before they'll even allow you to sit for the test, and that's a good thing. So you should go into it with a certain level of expertise before you even start the certification process, but you're going to learn a great deal as you prepare for the test.
I agree, and I have heard of individuals who have been encouraged or even, you know, strongly encouraged by their company to get the credential and who don't really have a whole lot of hands-on experience with the whole EDRM spectrum. And if you're in a situation like that where you need to get some experience and it's not necessarily something that's a core part of your job currently, reach out to ACEDS. They have a great website. They also will absolutely get back to you if you want to get some reference or information about where you can go to acquire these skills or what you might be able to do on your own time to get some experience. They do have ideas about how you can do that, and they're very responsive. So I would encourage anyone that's looking for the hands-on experience component to simply go to their website, and which you can just Google ACEDS, and use their contact us links to get guidance on that. Well, thank you, Sherry Hicks of SunTrust Banks. This discussion has been incredibly valuable for me, and I'm sure it's been helpful to our audience members interested in understanding available certifications in eDiscovery and how those certifications can benefit them and their team. We really appreciate your time today. To our listeners, stay tuned for more podcasts in this series, and please review the additional resources available on ILTA's website. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I enjoy being here.